Welcome to the British History Podcast. If you love British history, then you are definitely in the right place. My name is Philippa, and I will be taking you through British history, the people, the events, the intrigue. Some of the stories you may think you know, but you don't know them in the way I tell them. And then hopefully, I will also be able to introduce you to something new too. Now, this podcast is free, and it always will be. But if you would like more History Lover benefits, then please consider coming and joining me over on Patreon at patreon.com/British History. But for now, let's get into today's episode. If you're a fan of the Netflix series The Crown, then you will already be familiar with this next story. It's the Aberfan disaster of 1966. I think of all the stories that I've covered for this series, and indeed ever, this is one, if not the hardest, that I've ever had to cover. So I warn you now, it's a bit of a tearjerker and it's a bit of a shock if you've not heard of the Aberfan disaster before. Tragedy isn't a word of large enough proportion for the events of this day, when a spoil heap behind the village of Aberfan gave way in an avalanche of waste from local coal mining operations, which had become a slurry after recent heavy rainfall. 110 cubic metres of slurry slipped with frightening speed into the village. The slip began at 9:15 a.m. on the 21st of October, just minutes after the local junior school had begun their lessons. The children there were due to break up at 12 midday that day, ready for their half-term holidays. But the avalanche of slurry hurtled towards the village at speeds between 11 and 21 miles an hour and at a height between 20 and 30 feet. The school was buried and 104 children and 5 teachers died that day. This disaster claimed in total 116 children and 28 adults. A generation had been wiped out and many of the survivors suffered post-traumatic stress disorder. Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Prince Philip visited the site 9 days afterwards. The Queen was herself by this point the mother of 4 children aged between 2 and 18 years old. She promised to return to the village, which she did do in 2015 when she opened a new junior school.